Well, Tracy, time for Bulletin on the Radio. Talk to me about what is going on in Picacho Hills. I understand there was a meeting with over 200 people in attendance.
Yeah, so they held a meeting on September 13th just to gauge the interest of the Picacho Hills community and to gauge their interest in purchasing the country club. So the Byads are letting it go, and for a really low price. I think it was $2.8 million when the water rights by themselves are said to be approximately worth $2 million. So a lot of people showed up, concerns were voiced, and I guess they took a survey of who might be interested, and they got more than 100 people who said that they would be interested in chipping in to buy the country club and keep it running.
What kind of concerns did people raise?
Well, there's a big concern that there aren't the membership to the country club of the people that live in the community is not very high, which may be part of the issue. So just the cost of keeping it running versus the resources that are available through the community members.
Because it's one thing to buy something, and it's another thing to maintain it.
Right, exactly. So they need to have – so even though it's selling for $2.8 million, they really need to have more than $4 million to purchase the club, make needed improvements, and maintain the facilities, and then they need about $500,000 in just working capital for various things, and that's a pretty big chunk of change.
So whether they leave it?
It's kind of just there now. They left it with collecting those surveys to see who might be interested, and I guess they're discussing now what the next steps may be, so stay tuned.
Okay, we'll keep our listeners updated on that. Let's talk about DACA. It's a nationwide discussion, but it's also here on the local level, in particular with city council taking a vote on DACA.
Yes, there's especially in this region, we have a lot of people who fall into the category of dreamers. And so the Las Cruces City Council in their Monday meeting just kind of took a stand and voted in support of DACA. And just to, reassure the community that we stand behind the people that are affected by that decision.
What's interesting is that the city council over the last year or so has been very vocal on national issues.
Yes, they really have.
Bring it up for discussion on a local level.
Yes, with the monument recommendation and just all sorts of things.
The Paris Climate Accord.
Yes.
And now DACA. So interesting to see the city council be vocal on that. What about the rally? There was a rally last Wednesday at the Domenici Conference.
Yes, during the Domenici Conference, a crowd gathered outside the university to raise opinions and raise their voices also in support of DACA and to get some maximum visibility with the conference going on and lawmakers and officials being present.
Let's talk BLM.
Yeah, so the Bureau of Land Management and the Las Cruces Four Wheel Drive Club, many people probably don't know this. I did not know this.
This is new to me,
yes.
So that's why it's interesting.
They've been in cahoots for a while, if you want to call it that. They have a partnership, an ongoing partnership, where this off-roading club assists the BLM in reaching areas of our wilderness that even the BLM has trouble reaching for cleanup, removing trash, various projects. And the latest, which is really interesting, is the BLM and the Four Wheel Drive Club have worked together to create a system of 23-mile system of trails for off-roading vehicles. And the BLM has picked up the tab on creating signage that rates the trails that increases awareness and also safety for the users of the trails to decide which trail is going to be suitable to their skill level or their vehicle capability. And so the signs are up, and they had a little launch event out there at Trackways Monument on September 9th to introduce the signage.
The Southern New Mexico State Fair is coming up, and you've got a map and information all about it in this week's bulletin.
Yes, a big preview. The fair starts on Wednesday, and as you know, lots of fun stuff to do out there, from the rodeo to the 4-H exhibits, crafts, the petting zoo, which my kids love the best. and the rides and all the good food. And so we just preview that, and we've got a full schedule of events so you can plan out your strategy of what you want to see and do while you're there, and a little map of the fairgrounds so you can find your way around.
All right, Tracy, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.